This is John Batchelor speaking with colleague Brandon Weichert of National Interest about reports that Elon Musk's ex Grok has once again created unacceptable language, something to do with the Hitlerites of the 1930s and a game, a video game, all suggesting one more time that Elon Musk's behavior, his conduct, is not only unpredictable, it's unacceptable in many instances, suggestive of teenagers, or worse, pranks. Brandon responds accordingly and reminds that all of this adds up to, is it dangerous or not? Elon Musk, no, he's not dangerous. But should he be near the U.S. government, given his temperament? And about Elon Musk's Grok and X, well, its own worst enemy. Here's Brandon on another incident with Musk associated with something unacceptable. More of this tonight.
No, I think if anything, he's as serious as he ever was. But the, you know, he is, shall we say, eccentric. There is an argument, and I don't always agree with it because I think his SpaceX is keeping us in the space race. But there is an argument to say, hey, maybe the U.S. government shouldn't be as reliant on this guy because of his eccentricities. And we saw that with the Grok 3 Mecha Hitler anti-Semitic ordeal. But the issue here also that a lot of computer scientists are warning about, John, is, hey, when you go to shut AI down to upgrade it, a lot of times it starts lying and manipulating and throwing tantrums to try to prevent the shutdown. Is this a technical glitch, or is this an instance of self-awareness, and what are the implications there? I think that's the greater questions we should be asking about.